This is Audible.
In here, my friend. Come, warm yourself by the fire. By the throne, I cannot tell you how relieved I was to see a rescue ship cross the sky. Though I scarce could see your trail through the blizzard. You can stare outside all you like, my friend. The night winds of this world would freeze even Valhallan blood. So please, sit. I'm looking forward to meeting the rest of your squad. I've been living in this cave for days. It's small, but it's warm. We'll be safe here until morning. I'm sure you've had worse lodgings, yes? My savior pod landed only a few leagues north of here. I was lucky. Ha! So many blessings for a man so sinful. You're a scout, yes? I was a comms operator. Marco Vosk, 86th Vostroyan Firstborn. Fortune's favored, they call us. We won the third siege of Volkis, drove the Tau from Trenches Secundus, and the Greenskins from Vermis Prime. And then, we were on Soros. Have you heard of Soros? It's a bog world in the Obsidious Cluster. No? Well, there we faced worse. I told you when you found me that mine was a long story. Well, it's going to be a long night, my friend. So, listen. Listen, or what she did will have been for nothing. Everything will have been for nothing. Forgive me. I've spent every night in this cavern trying to remember the facts. The facts as plainly as if I were writing a duty report. But what I saw, what I most definitely saw, my story will sound like madness. I know. Madness. Or worse. But I swear to you upon the rifle of my father, this much is true. There are things in this galaxy. Things worse than the Xenos. Things that watch us from the shadows. Eyes gleaming beyond the veil. We cannot see them or touch them. But they are there. They are like voices in an empty room. Throne only knows what they are, what they want. But to know them is to know damnation. Soji, you must listen to me. Listen for the sake of your soul, for the souls of us all. Hear my tale.
Perdition's Flame by Alec Worley. Performed by Grace Andrews, James Cameron Stewart, Andrew Wincott, and Joe Woodcock.
The ship was called the Kamchatka. Just a small escort vessel bound for somewhere I would rather not have been going. My prison cell had little more than an iron slab they called a bed. A shelf in a mortuarium would have been more welcoming. Certainly my neighbors would have been less troublesome.
Out. Out.
Aren't you getting tired of me pounding on this wall? Stop talking to yourself, neighbor, and let me sleep.
Out. Out.
We shall be out of here soon enough. Until then, get some rest!
Out. Out.
My fellow prisoners were murderers, sadists, monsters, all of us being slowly driven mad. The ship's systems had been malfunctioning for days, weeks perhaps. I could hear the engines juddering like a troubled heartbeat. The lamps on the gantry outside fizzed and guttered, casting clawed shadows about the walls. The bulkheads creaked and groaned in a way that spoke of anxious machine spirits. Like animals, we could sense something in the air. But no matter how much we barked and howled in our cages, our Militarum jailers were in no mood to listen.
Attention, filth! This is Captain Brandon, head of security. It's 4 hours past lights out. If any of you are having trouble bedding down, then I can put you to sleep with a shock maul if you like. Any takers?
Captain Brandon, over here. Commsman Vosk, 86th Vostroyan Firstborn.
Prisoner 379, step away from the cell door and get back on your slab. There's 500 more of you vermin in this carcerum, and you've just woken every one of them.
I knew better than to argue with a Praetorian guard. Have you ever seen them in combat? On the field, they are like machines. Their discipline unfaltering, their courage mindless. As my jailer, this Captain Brandon was just as obstinate. Her hair was bound tight beneath that high Praetorian helmet. Sweat glistened on a face bearing the mean, pitiless look that is the hallmark of the Hiveborn. My apologies, Captain, but you must listen to me. There is something dreadfully wrong with this ship.
The tech priests are aware of the situation. The system malfunctions are only temporary. We'll be entering warp as soon as they've completed repairs. Now get back on your slab and keep quiet!
Captain, wait! Come back! These system malfunctions. I think I may know their cause. Let me explain.
Wait a minute. 86th Firstborn. You're him, aren't you? You're the deserter. I heard you left your entire squad to die in the bile swamps back on Soros. Is that right?
Captain, yes, that is true. But
your commissar should have made an end of you. Or were they too busy fighting to stop you from running? You're lucky you're on the way to the Penal Legion with the rest of these animals. The thought of someone like you being allowed to wear a uniform again makes me sick.
Do you know what we faced on Soros, Captain?
I've heard the stories.
Stories? Our commander heard stories, too. Whispers about what we'd be facing in those hive slums. But he chose not to listen. He thought the enemy was just another heretic cult. The zealots had overrun the city. They outnumbered us 20-1, but we destroyed them all in an afternoon. They've barely fought back. It was as if they wanted us to slaughter them. Our work done, we withdrew to the camp we had hidden in the outlying swamps. Night had fallen by the time we realized that the dead had followed us home. They had us surrounded, smiling at us through the fog, the air teeming with flies. Everyone panicked, everyone! I know I should have stayed, but to stay was to die. No. To stay would have meant worse than dying. I saw the commander go down, his head cleaved in two. The moment he hit the ground, his body started boiling out of his clothes. Then he got to his feet again, grinning at me with half a face. So yes, Captain Brandon, I ran. Seeing the impossible changes a man. It gives him a greater sensitivity to his surroundings, teaches him to heed the warning signs before disaster strikes.
And what warning signs are you seeing, prisoner?
Not just me, Captain. All of us. Every one of us in these cells. We hear. the hallway when no guard is on duty. We see things standing in the shadows. We awake from dreams of being burned alive. This ship is cursed, haunted by something. I know not what, but it's causing the ship's malfunctions. I can sense it. I am sure of it.
She struck the bars of my cell with her shock maul, stinging my fingers, silencing me immediately.
You sound like an expert in these matters, prisoner. Perhaps I should inform the Inquisition.
The Inquisition? There are Inquisitors on board.
Aye. So if there was any such thing as you describe on this ship, they would be aware of it and have matters well in hand. Now, if you have any further insights to offer, I'm sure they'd be happy to oblige with an interrogation.
Frankly, Captain, that sounds preferable to another night without sleep in this cell.
Out. Out.
Shut up. Shut up, I beg you.
Stop that! Stop banging on the wall! What's wrong with you?
The man in the cell next to me has been yammering every night. Captain, make him stop, please.
What are you talking about? Cell's empty. The last man to occupy it died 2 weeks ago.
What? But that cannot be. I hear him repeating the same word over and over again. Out, he says. Out.
I saw the blood drain from Brandon's face upon hearing the word. Fear gleamed in her eyes as she turned away.
What is it, Captain? You have heard this word before, haven't you? What do you know? Tell me! Tell me! Or I'll wake everyone aboard this throne-forsaken ship!
She spun around, thrust the shock maul through the bars of my cell door, and lit up my ribs. I crawled away, the pain subsiding quickly. She could have shocked me into unconsciousness, but she didn't. Perhaps she pitied me.
I'm not one for stories, Vosk. They're only good for spreading fear and panic. So, if I hear of any such thing among my prisoners, then I will hold you responsible. Understood?
I know what I heard.
You heard nothing? Nothing. You hear?
She retreated, and I crawled into the corner of my cell. Hands clamped over my ears, I began a muttered prayer. A prayer to shut out the whispers. I could still hear coming from the empty cell beside me.
Commander! Navigatorum reports power levels restored to 80%.
Why are the tech priests wasting time repairing the navigation system if our engines are failing? Tell them to concentrate on repairing the long-range Vox array instead. They have permission to shut down and cannibalize any non-essential subsystems if required. Tell them we'll be dead within 3 cycles unless they can contact the fleet for assistance.
She was determined to submit an advisory report to Commander Treese. But upon entering the command deck, she realized straight away that now was perhaps not the best time. The operators benched in the control nave were struggling to relay instructions through hololiths choked with static. Every minute another cogitator or herald system bleeped in distress, announcing another crisis in need of attention. Commander Treese was only a few years older than Captain Brandon, but she said he carried himself like an admiral. He was managing the chaos with commendable nerve. But for how much longer?
Captain Brandon, stop gawping and state your business.
Commander Treese, I apologize. I had no idea the situation was this bad. I would have voxed my report, but the comm channel is down.
Along with the warp drives and half our auger array, I'm afraid. Servitor Kappa 9! How much longer until my Strategium screens are back online?
Unknown, Commander. Currently unable to determine source of interference. Primary examination suggests the fault is not mechanical.
If it's not mechanical, then what in Terra's name is it?
Commander Trace, I have an idea about what's wrong with the ship.
Inquisitor! At last!
And in she drifted, calm as a mill pond, cooling her face with an ebony fan. Inquisitor Heron. A row of chronometers hung from the woman's girdle, each one ticking a separate tune. She moved through the turmoil of that command deck as unhurried as a commissar on an inspection, as if time itself was hers to command.
Commander Treese, I am behind schedule. I presume you summoned me here to explain why we have not yet reached our destination.
Look around you, Inquisitor. These system malfunctions are reaching critical, and you know why.
You still believe this has something to do with the cargo that I had brought on board? This is clearly an engineering issue that you have failed to control.
Inquisitor, I received system errors from the vicinity of the Sanctorum shortly after you requisitioned it.
Do not mistake coincidence for causation, Commander.
And those malfunctions remain concentrated in that area while spreading across the rest of the ship.
So, you invite me here, thinking that the sight of your crew merely doing their duties would stir me into divulging the Emperor's private business.
Privacy be damned, Inquisitor! There are over 13,000 Imperial souls aboard this vessel. Whatever you're hiding in the Sanctorum, whether it's experimental tech, Xenos artifacts, whatever it is, you need to tell me before the ship becomes our doom!
Brandon said everyone on the bridge seemed to hold their breath as Heron consulted one of her chronometers.
I assure you, these issues are entirely mechanical. Nothing beyond the ability of an Imperial naval commander to remedy.
Inquisitor, if you refuse to cooperate, I shall be forced to...
Inquisitor, if I may, I agree with Commander Treese. Ma'am, I believe the cause of these malfunctions may be something more than mechanical.
Brandon, you are dismissed.
Commander, please... Perhaps neither of you nor the honored Inquisitor here are in full possession of the facts. That is to say, I have reason to believe that there may be something aboard this vessel, something not of the world as I would know it.
Heresy is the word you're groping for, guardswoman.
Ma'am, I came to submit an advisory report to Commander Treese. One of the prisoners in the Carcerum has said something that corroborates stories I have heard circulating among the guard.
Stories?
I thought it was naught but barracks tales at first. Ghost stories. Then some of the guard began saying they'd heard voices. Dead soldiers crying out from the warp. I thought maybe it was just the heat getting to them and threatened to report anyone I heard circulating any such nonsense. But it made no difference. It seemed every guard on every deck was seeing shadows, figures, things that had no business being there. I believe none of it, ma'am, even when I heard one of them myself.
You heard something?
I was on my rounds. Whatever it was, it followed me from deck to deck. I could hear it walking behind me every now and then, whispering in my ear.
What did it say?
The same word over and over. Out. Out. Out.
Your knowledge in matters heretical appears intimate, Captain Brandon. I shall be retaining you for interview once Commander Treese brings us to port.
Plasma fire, starboard flank, Commander. Armor holding.
A large hololith appeared before Triss. Brandon told me she recognized the flickering image as that of an Imperial transport vessel. Slingshot class. A ship not half the size of the Kamchatka. But its hull had been somehow corrupted. Leaking blisters bulged about its flanks, swelling through an armor plating somehow, softened into a substance that resembled decayed flesh.
Heretics! Our auger systems are half blind. They could have followed us all the way from Soros and we wouldn't have known. Is this you're doing as well, Inquisitor? Are they following us because of whatever it is you're carrying? Inquisitor, talk to me! They're testing us, seeing if we'll hit back. Battery Command, hold fire. Let them think we've got nothing. Wait for them to close in, then take them down with everything we have.
Commander, battery systems are not responding. System errors reported across all gunnery systems.
Throne of Terror! Inquisitor, we have no warp drive. We have no vox with which to signal the fleet for assistance. And now, we have no guns! Whatever you're hiding in my sanctorum, I want it destroyed, jettisoned, gone from my ship, now! All the while we have it on board, our systems are useless, and we are defenseless!
That is a tiny vessel, manned by a handful of feeble heretics. You are an Imperial naval commander, and I am repulsed by your cowardice.
Commander, hostile ship approaching on a portside boarding vector.
Captain. Captain Brandon. Mobilize the guard.
Aye, sir. I won't let them set foot on this ship.
Inquisitor, this is impossible.
Force of mind, Commander Triss. It is force of mind that renders the impossible possible. It is force of mind that grants us strength enough to endure and vision enough to triumph. It is force of mind through which we invoke the miraculous. You will not disappoint me, Commander.
Succeeded in latching itself alongside us. A foul odor thickened the air. I thought at first that the drains had suddenly filled to overflowing, while the heat grew ever more stifling.
Port aft sector! Docking portal, Sylvanus! Move, Praetorians! We've heretics waiting to be killed! Sullivan! Haven't you managed to get that voxcaster working yet?
Ma'am, I'm trying. Seems to be interference on every channel.
Talk while you walk in, Sullivan. With the ship's comms as good as down, we'll have barely half the troops we need at the contact point.
Ma'am, wait. I think I have something. Here, listen.
Don't let them hear you! Keep shooting!
Give me that hailer, Sullivan. Brandon to Amble Squad. Reinforcements en route. Hold position. Confirm. Position! And the squad, can you hear me? Sit tight! We're on our way! Repeat, we are on our way!
Throne preserve us! What was that? What do we do now?
What do you think we do, guardsmen? We go in!
Inquisitor Herrand, Guard Captain Brandon, report.
Brandon reporting, Mum?
I want you and a squad of your best to fall back and defend the Sanctorum.
Inquisitor, I can confirm that we have troops maintaining the contact point. But they need assistance.
Your troops are beyond assistance, as you well know, Captain. Defense of my Sanctorum is now your priority. Your orders are to kill anyone who attempts to enter. That includes ship's personnel. Is that understood, Captain? Captain!
Aye, Inquisitor. Brandon out. Thrawn, help us! She's a mad woman!
Mom?
Nothing! We're falling back! Fall back! With me! Sullivan, signal all units! Draw the targets down towards the lower decks, away from command and the Sanctorum. We'll establish a kill zone in the main hall of the Carcerum.
What about the prisoners, Mom?
Avoid contact. They'll be safe in their cells. Not that there's any down there I'd mind losing. Come on, Sullivan, wake up! What's the matter with you?
Mom, what are we dealing with here?
You're in the guard, son. If you want to ask questions, go join the Inquisition. Now, move!
The Carcerum lurked in the bowels of the ship. Above me, I could hear the distant snap of lasfire, cries of pain and fury, the familiar music of battle moving nearer and nearer. And with it came a blinding stench that I had not smelled since leaving Soras. I knew then exactly what had boarded the ship, what was plodding towards us, with white eyes glowing above a rictus grin, bellies leaking like rotten fruit. Tendrils that once were arms squirming to embrace me. Trapped in my own cell, I could do nothing but wait. Sweat streamed down my back, as if my terror were a fever slowly consuming me. If only I had known that the enemy had far more reason to be terrified.
Stand straight! Eye front, Praetorians! And check the seals on those respirators! This smell's about to get a lot worse, and anyone I catch throwing up will be cleaning latrines for the next 12 cycles!
Peering through the bars, I could see Captain Brandon striding down the gantry, not far from my cell. Those polished buttons on her jacket flashing in the gloom. She had arranged guards all along this level and on the balcony above. Tight lines of scarlet jackets blazed in the shadows as the Praetorians aimed their las rifles down into the great hall far below. Waiting for their target to appear.
I know! We can hear them coming!
And so could I. A morass of gurgling moans echoing down the adjoining halls. The sound of an army drowning in its own filth. Things too big to be flies buzzed about me, nipping at my skin as they swirled in the lamplight.
Praetorians, stand by! Aim!
I saw them through the grills in the gantry floor. A mob of putrid bodies barging through the portal and filling the hall. A legion of eyes glowed white in the darkness. Smiles glistening, tendrils of necrotic flesh rising from their heads like trailing smoke. The ghosts I escaped on Soras had returned to haunt me.
That's Sergeant Marcus down there. And there's Olsen.
Shut up and steady those rifles, Praetorian! I want headshots! And...
A 100 threads of las fire stammered in unison, bathing the walls in flickering red, chopping into the invaders' front lines as they approached the central staircase. Such a volley would have devastated a mortal foe. But most of these grinning abominations seemed oblivious to the wounds now smoking upon their bloated bodies. They lumbered forward, trampling their fallen to mulch as they neared the stairs. Brandon signaled another volley.
Gone, Emperor. What are they?
Eyes on target! Fire!
The second blast was less focused. The Praetorians, unnerved by the enemy, leering up at them. Bodies riddled with blackened wounds.
Don't
use heart, lads. Keep it up. You won't let honest men die behind bars, will you?
Brandon! Captain Brandon! I see humans. Human targets by the doors!
I could see them in the hall below. Ragged humans capering into view behind the last of the shambling invaders. These cackling cultists were shepherding the unearthly host, screeching eldritch words of command and blasting into the dark with stub rifles. As the vanguard began plodding up the narrow stairs, the creatures behind them dispersed. Ignoring the rain of Laz fire, they ascended the walls like jungle creepers, infesting the boiling heat of the carcerum with a stink that made it almost impossible to breathe. Captain Brandon shoved through her troops and onto the head of the stairs.
Fix bayonets! Stealing hands! Stealing them! Gloria in Praetorium!
The creatures were already oozing over the balconies, but the guards fought back, thrusting and stabbing at every grinning face as it appeared over the railing. Blades shearing through softened skulls.
Heads and hearts, Praetorian! That'll do it!
I saw one of the creatures flop over the balcony near myself, smashing a guardswoman to the floor with a length of broken pipe it carried in its paw. As her nearest comrade went to spear the creature with its bayonet, the abomination threw out a tentacle and caught him around the throat. Brandon dashed in, her pale face glistening with sweat and fear. She slashed the tentacle in half, releasing the guardsman in a shower of ice. She drove the blade deep under the creature's chin, dragging it onto its back. Whipping the blade free, she brought her boot down on the creature's skull, spraying its fetid brains across the floor. She steadied the horrified guard.
You're not dead yet, son!
She shoved him back into line and moved on to the next melee. My encounter with these abominations on Soros had left me broken, haunted by my own cowardice. But the sight of Captain Brandon and her gallant Praetorians sent fire into my veins once more.
Captain Brandon, release me! Let me help you! Together, we'll drive these devils back to hell!
On the floor near my cell, the wounded guardswoman got to her feet. Blood drooled from a gash in her temple. A wound surely too grievous to survive. As I watched, her eyes clouded, and her lips shrank back from her teeth, stretching into a grin so extreme that it tore her face as it spread.
Captain! Behind you!
Brandon spun around. Our eyes met for an instant, before she saw the thing stumbling towards her, its leprous claws inches from her throat. I never saw Brandon hurl the knife. I saw only the festering brute topple onto its back, the hilt of a Catechan blade protruding from its forehead.
Advance, Praetorians! Run them down! Leave none alive! They're falling back. Hang the throne. Lieutenant Rain!
Yes, ma'am.
Go with them! Hunt down those cultists before they find cover! Go!
Pale faces appeared between the bars of the cells and howled their approval as the Praetorians filed down the stairs, brandishing their bayonets, uniforms drenched with green filth, as they pursued the creatures out of the halls. I could see her, not far from my cell, struggling to release a vox harness from the body of its operator, The Vox was bleeping as she fumbled with the switches. Captain Brandon! It's an auxiliary distress beacon!
I know what it is! Shut up!
Thrawn, what a stink! Captain Brandon, receiving. Brandon, receiving. I need your location. Can you hear me?
If there's that much interference, you may need to reset the protocols. And don't twist the dial like that or you'll lose the signal completely!
I said shut up!
With an old model like that, you can reconfigure the power couplings to provide a temporary signal boost!
By the throne!
Brandon glared at me and cursed as she dragged the heavy Vox harness towards me and dumped it within reach of my cell.
Show me!
Let me out.
Debitum honorum, Guardsman. Due honor. My men need help.
Then let us help them together, Captain.
Not a chance. But show me how to get this Voxcaster working, and I'll recommend your case be reviewed. You have my word.
And you have my thanks, Captain. Though we both know I'll be dead before I can give it to you.
Stubborn, bloody Vostroyan! We both stand more chance of living if you help me fix this Vox and reach whoever needs help.
No. I cannot risk dying in here. Not in this wretched cell. You are valiant, Captain Brandon. I cannot expect you to understand the torment of a coward. I ran once, yes. Once! And that single retreat has haunted me ever since. On the blood of my forefathers, I swear I would now rather battle 1,000 horrors than face such damnation again. If I am to risk death, let it be at your side, Captain! I saved your life when that creature attacked you. Debitum honorum. Do not abandon me to perdition. Honor unto you, Captain Brandon. Thank you.
She kept her side arm trained upon me as I scurried forward and opened the Voxcaster, struggling to reconfigure the cables with shaking hands.
Try anything, Vosk, and I'll put a bolt through the back of your skull before...
It's done!
Magan Leader reporting from Command District. Is anyone there?
Brandon here! Carcerum Sector, report!
Our Voxes cannot maintain a signal. We cannot mobilize. Internal security systems are down. The ship is a mess. Those things are all over the place. Unless we can stabilize these malfunctions, they will overrun the ship.
Maintain defensive position! I know what's causing the malfunctions!
You do?
Not exactly. But I know that whatever it is, it's inside the Sanctorum.
Captain, we cannot hold on much longer.
We'll save this ship yet, Kraken Leader. Hold tight. Systems will be back online shortly. I'll see to that. Brandon out.
Her hands shook as she handed me the hailer.
Well, Firstborn. You ready to go pick a fight with an Inquisitor?
Throne of Terror. Is the situation that bad?
I reckon you might have picked the wrong cycle to ask for a second chance. Now, let's get moving. I'll explain on the way.
Captain Brandon never stopped talking, trying to keep her mind occupied as we hurried through the maintenance passages. We were deep below decks, keen to avoid any roaming invaders. The glamour of battle faded as she told me everything that transpired on the command deck.
Thrawn, I wish voices in the dark were all I had to worry about now. Keep up, Firstborn. You're carrying that Vox harness like it's made of rock crete.
It's this heat, Captain. I can barely breathe on my honor. I swear it's getting hotter.
Keep up. I'll stay behind and wait for those things to find you. Your choice. We need to move fast. Not even Praetorians can hold out forever.
Her words stung my Vostroyan pride, tarnished though it was. But I was too weary to retort. As I followed her, up a ladder bolted to the wall.
Pitch black. It appears the power's out completely in this sector. At least your Inquisitor Heron won't see us coming.
We won't be able to smell those creatures coming either. Ugh, they've got their stink all over this ship.
Captain, I can't see you. What are you doing?
A feeble spear of light pierced the pervading darkness. She had clipped a torch to the barrel of her last rifle.
Something to help me keep an eye on you.
Look, there is a sign on the wall there. The Sanctorum is this way.
Stay close. See if you can reach any idle units around here. Direct them to our position. If we can't destroy whatever it is the Inquisitor's hiding, we'll need bodies to help us get it off the ship.
Interference, Captain. And I cannot boost the signal again without burning out the power cell. I've got nothing but static on every... Wait. There's something.
Friendlies?
I can't tell. It's between frequencies.
I pressed the vox bead deeper into my ear, tweaking dials as a single word rose from the swamp of white noise. The sound poured ice down my spine. I pulled out my vox bead, shivering despite the heat.
What's wrong?
Nothing, Captain. I'll power down until we reach the Sanctorum and get the ship's systems back online.
I like your optimism, Guardsman.
Enough to lend me your last pistol.
So I can get a shot in the back while you make a run for the nearest savior pod? Not likely.
You insult my honor too often, Captain. I would not...
Blast! Torch bulb's gone.
But you have a replacement, yes?
Not on me. I'm not a ruddy tech priest, Vosk. Vosk, where are you?
I'm right here. Take my hand.
I can't see your hand.
Then stay still. There.
Right. Now, just feel your way straight along the wall. The gates to the south porch of the Sanctorum should be at the other end of this hallway.
Captain, wait.
What is it?
There's something up ahead. Listen.
Footsteps. Maybe one or two of them.
The echo makes it sound like more. I can't tell.
Shh.
That's dead ahead, Captain.
Not for long.
Brandon's las rifle hurled lines of bloody red light at a crowd of figures standing further down the hall.
Thrawn Spetsimania!
The pulsing muzzle flare revealed a grinning green face inches from my own. Darkness fell once more, and the thing was on me.
Ah!
Captain! Get it off me! Get it!
Get his head off!
I'm trying!
Crimson light pierced the darkness, so bright it burned my eyes, as Brandon drilled my attacker's skull with las bolts. The creature stared and grinned at me as she sent its hot brains down my arms and onto the floor. Blackness fell again as she ceased fire.
There's more! At the end of the hall, right where we need to be! Well, come on, Firstborn! You want to die on the floor or on your feet?
She stalked towards them, squeezing the trigger to reveal her next target, then sweeping her fire towards it, ripping throats, detonating heads wreathed with tentacles. Behind them stood the arched gates of the Sanctorum. in the flutter of red light. I saw more rictus smiles emerging from a black archway beside us.
Captain, your left! Transimly! There's more coming from that archway on the right! The one nearest the gates! They're piling in! We'll never get through!
I thought of making a grab for Brandon's pistol when I glimpsed the grenades clustered at her belt.
Captain! Please, tell me you have another clip!
Right here, Firstborn!
And can you please load it faster?
Can you please shut up?
Captain, watch out!
One of the fetid creatures came out of nowhere, shoving her backwards, slamming her into me as she fought back blindly. I could hear yet more of the creatures trudging towards us, closing in. Fumbling at Brandon's belt, I found a grenade. I felt that spring-loaded snap as I whipped out the pin and flung the weapon into what I hoped was the right direction.
Captain, down!
Grabbing Brandon around the waist, I wrenched her from her attacker's grip and onto the floor. The heavy iron gates of the Sanctorum stood half open, the lock now shattered. The faint light from within illuminated the floor of the hall, now mired with ruined bodies, pasted gore dripping from walls and ceiling.
Get up! There's more of them heading towards us from down these halls. They have overrun the ship! Come!
I dragged Brandon to her feet, my Vox harness feeling heavier than ever as we ran for the door.
Well done, Firstborn! Now see if you can't get that gate shut again. I'm not ready for company just yet. So move!
Brandon slipped past me, probing the darkness with her las rifle as we entered the gloomy chamber of the Sanctorum's porch. I wedged the heavy door back in place, shutting out the sea of glittering eyes swaying down the hallway towards us. There were empty crates stacked on a servo trolley beside me.
Captain, please pass me that chain, quickly! It's secure, but it won't hold them for long. Is this it? Is this the Sanctorum?
Heron's in there somewhere, and she'll know what we've come here to do. Are you still up for this, Firstborn?
Upon my honor, Captain.
Brandon pressed something into my hand.
There's your last pistol, Vosk. If she tries to stop us, don't hesitate.
I understand. But she's...
an Inquisitor, I know. And she's happy to see the whole ship go down just to protect something she's already lost. That sound like a good reason for all of us to die, does it?
It does not.
Then don't hesitate, Firstborn.
I nodded, and we both hurried out into the Sanctorum, aiming our weapons. Sparse Lumo candles gleamed like stars, failing to brighten the immensity of the Sanctorum. The place felt like a furnace. The air so hot it scorched your nostrils to breathe it. Heavy with the scent of what I thought was burnt wood. We slipped into cover behind the pillars, gripping the las pistol. I peered out across the central nave. I was startled to see dozens of silent figures sitting in rows upon the pews.
That's the cause of all our worries, right there.
It looks as if these poor wretches were gathered in worship of it. But what in Throne's name is it? And why is it ticking?
At the heart of the Sanctorum lay some kind of huge clockwork machine. It comprised an enormous black metal canister plastered with purity seals, and reclining within a turmoil of levers, dials, and ratcheting cogs.
Whatever it is, let's put it out of commission and get this ship back online.
Captain, on your right!
Just a couple of servitors. Mind locked by the look of them. So, where's Heron? Cover me, Firstborn, and stay out of sight.
Brandon gave the signal for us to advance, and I crept low along the nave, moving from bench to bench. The bulk of my vox harness disturbed one or two of the bench's blackened occupants, spilling ash and bone on the floor. They had worn captives' fatigues like my own, but red in color. These clothes were somehow untouched, though the bodies within were charred. Chains shackled their wrists and ankles to the benches, and each had a crude brass circlet, printed with arcane circuitry, clamped around their blackened skull. As I paused to examine one of these, I thought I could see someone crouched in the shadows on the other side of the hall, glaring at me. My scalp prickled at the thought of the lurking Inquisitor. But before I could turn and aim my las pistol...
I found Heron! She's over here!
The captain stood at the rear of the machine, beckoning me. I dared a glance back at the aisle where I thought I had seen the Inquisitor. As I stared, the darkness seemed to seethe with whispers.
What are you staring at, Firstborn? Get over here!
Eagerly, I hurried up the chancel steps to see what Brandon had found. And there, strapped into some kind of cockpit built into the rear of the machine, was Inquisitor Heron.
She's wearing a brass circlet, same as every one of those burnt bodies.
She was gazing into the middle distance, oiled strands of white hair in her eyes, the kerchief at her throat wilted with sweat, her chronometer still ticking at her belt. She was whispering some kind of mantra and made no move to protest as Brandon unbuckled her myriad restraints.
By force of mind shall you be bound. By force of mind shall space resist form. By force of mind shall time resist computation. By force of mind shall we endure.
It looks like these poor wretches were consumed by this machine.
They were psychers. I recognize their fatigues. Her ladyship here must have requisitioned them from the black ships bound for Terra.
And now she is allowing herself to be consumed? For what purpose? To keep this machine running. It makes no sense.
I don't care how much sense it makes. I'd say we've less than a minute before those things break through those gates. Help me get her out of this machine, so we can shut the damn thing down.
I helped Brandon remove the last of Heron's restraints before hauling the Inquisitor out of her seat. Her circlet was tight around her skull, detached to the headrest by a mechanical tendon. Brandon hacked through it with her knife and threw the limp Inquisitor onto the floor. Instantly, the clockwork slowed, dials whirred, lights flashed, and something seemed to drain from the atmosphere.
Captain, the vox is working! I've got chatter on every channel.
Thank the throne! Signal all units. Coordinate and advance. And inform command we've taken out the source of the interference. The ship systems should be back online. We'll get out through the opposite porch. But we need to get there before those things can break through and get in our way. Now, help me get Heron on her feet. No!
Inquisitor Heron sprang from the floor and threw herself at the cockpit from which we had extracted her. She scrabbled to reattach her circlet, only to find that we had severed the cable.
No! No! No!
She ran her hands over dials flashing red as she sank to the floor, sobbing as though she had just lost a child.
Do you savages have any notion of what you have just done? How many years this has taken me? What it took to get this far? What you have cost the Ordo Kronos?
Inquisitor, the situation has reached critical. I was forced to take drastic measures and decommission this machine before the ship was overrun. Inquisitor, we need to get you to safety. Now!
You weak-willed wretch. All you had to do was your duty. Find your way around the problem. Keep the ship safe and running. That's your job. That's what you do. By force of mind, shall we endure?
But, Inquisitor, the interference made it impossible to...
Interference? The interference was nothing! Fluctuations in the retention field, echoes in time, ripples in the immaterium, faces peering through the gaps in space. By force of mind shall they be bound! If you and your commander had done your duty, given me more time, I could have contained it until we reached port.
Contained? Contained what? Heron clawed at the circlet around her skull as she fell back. I caught her, trying to restrain her convulsions.
Leave her, Firstborn! Move!
Brandon was already halfway up the hall, motioning me to follow. Terror filled me at the thought of the things tearing their way through the gates, and which would fill the hall within seconds, blocking my escape. But something compelled me to remain seconds longer.
I said, leave her! Her mind's gone!
But I need answers! I must know what it was she risked our lives to protect!
With me! That's an order!
I need a reason! I seized the Inquisitor's arms, forcing her to face me.
This machine we have deactivated. Inquisitor, what is it?
It's not a machine.
Then what is it? Tell me!
Scalding steam rose from Heron's mouth as she spoke. Her tongue sizzling, her eyes swelling like bubbles. As she spoke her last.
It's... a... cage.
From within the great black cylinder beside us, the sound rumbled deep in my chest, my blood seizing to ice as I recognized the word. Burst from Heron's eyes, fire consuming her flesh as quickly and savagely as though her blood were Prometheum.
No!
By the time I released her, the fire had already vanished, sucked out of existence. What was left of Inquisitor Heron clattered to the floor, smoldering bones wrapped in embroidered finery.
What? What just happened? God, Ambara. What just happened?
Damn you, Firstborn! They're inside!
Death had finally broken through the Sanctorum gates, fetid flesh glistening in the candlelight as the hall filled with bloated bodies.
Now we'll have to fight our way through.
I remember how her words gladdened me. Every squeeze of the las pistol's trigger was a joy. Every ruptured skull, an ecstasy of retribution. The creatures blundered down the nave, crashing into the benches, spilling the ashen bones that lay there. Most of them wore soiled Praetorian uniforms, their wearers milky-eyed and smiling, tentacles wriggling from their mutated heads.
I'm out! Damn it, I'm out! Oh, you think I'm done, do you? I'm Militarum! I'm never done! Come on then, all of you! That's it!
I'm empty.
With no blade with which to defend myself, I snatched a nearby candelabra, brandishing it like an iron staff as the monsters approached. Servitio ad mortem, my father taught me. Service unto death. That is what it means to serve the Imperium, to maintain one's honor. That I had stood and fought in that hall was all that mattered. My pledge to Captain Brandon had been fulfilled. A tide of deathly smiles closed in around me, and yet I had nothing to fear. An immense lid of black metal flew overhead and crashed into the creature's front ranks like a down thunderhawk, crushing them to paste as it rolled down the hall.
Captain, get back!
A rumble of fire gathered behind me, its heat drenching my back as I stood transfixed, not daring to face what I could sense now lurked behind me. From the corner of my eye, I could see Brandon standing nearby, her face aglow, eyes wide, as she stared up at something twice her height.
Throne Almighty!
I had conquered my terror of the impossible. But this was something even more malign and unknowable. I could feel my rigid neck creaking as I forced my head to turn and see what had hurled aside the lid of that clockwork sarcophagus. What did I see, you ask? Upon my father, I do not know. But you have seen statues of the Adeptus Astartes, yes? Those armored giants so like demigods, it is hard to believe they even exist. Well, a figure such as this stood before me. A monument drenched in flames. Its power armor appeared to me brutish and ancient. In lieu of a chapter symbol, it was liveried all over with bones and skulls. A veil of flames rippled over ceramite so impossibly black that to look at it was like staring through a hole in reality and out into the starless void. I thought at first this apparition was just that, a hallucination brought about by the euphoria of battle. Then it glared down at me. Throne, save me. It glared down at me, and I was left in no doubt that an unspeakable force of will existed behind those piercing red lenses. I shivered so thoroughly that I fell to my knees, as if in supplication. the lower half of its faceplate was broken and disclosed the grinning teeth of a huge skull. The jaws parted, and the roar escaped those fleshless lips. The word was no entreaty, but a bellow of triumph, of the prisoner long held, now finally released. The flames dancing about its body intensified, blazing so brightly I had to shield my eyes from the heat and glare. The fetid enemy had recovered, innards trailing as they hauled themselves onto their feet and resumed their advance towards us. They grinned stupidly, clutching their clubs and knives as they ambled towards the flaming monster. With a single hand, it raised an enormous bolter, a weapon somehow more bone than metal.
Captain! Move! Get out of the way!
The apparition fired three deafening shots as it moved swiftly and soundlessly down the chancel steps. Its shots hit the foremost three creatures directly in their chests, splitting their bodies as the bolts detonated and drenched those behind them with a tide of green gore.
Captain! Captain! What is it?
It's a miracle!
Moving with a grace that belied its bulk, the apparition moved into the space vacated by the slain and slashed a huge knife across the line of enemies that stood before it. A row of grinning heads thudded at its feet, one after the other. Undaunted, the creatures closed in as the apparition towered over them. It fired a sweeping volley around it.
For the throne!
She threw herself into the fray, hacking her way to its side, until the two of them were splitting heads and blasting at the dwindling foe in mutual frenzy. I clamped my hands over my ears. The howl reverberated through the ship like an earthquake, as if in announcement of the destruction that was to come in recompense for its imprisonment. The fire that burned about the apparition's body heightened to an inferno, obscuring its black armor completely until it became a living column of fire. Flames flooded the hall, devouring everything they touched, wood, dead flesh, even steel. The fire seemed to possess a life independent of the apparition, as if the specter's rage had been made manifest. A mindless hunger intent upon destroying the very ship the apparition sought to purge. Smoke choked the air, yet Brandon battled on, heedless of the conflagration about to consume her. I wriggled free of my box harness, hurtling flaming wreckage as I dashed to her side and caught her arm.
Enough! Captain! This way!
Get off me!
I could no longer see the apparition, only the firestorm that it had created. I thought for a moment that it had vanished, back to whatever netherworld had spawned it. But I could hear its bolter fire resounding from somewhere outside the sector, seeming to ring throughout the entire ship. The apparition had moved on to purge the rest of the Kamchatka.
Captain!
Let go of me, firstborn!
And let you die? Running through a wall of fire? Not on my honor, Captain. Come away! Now!
Get off me!
She struggled hard, the heat scorching my flesh, crisping my hair and beard. She went limp in my arms as I pulled her away. watching the tide of flames drown the last of the diseased invaders. I managed to pull her through a portal into an adjoining corridor, abandoning the Sanctorum to the flames.
Through here, Captain.
Leave me be, Vosk.
She twisted herself free of my grip, but I caught her wrist before she could plunge back into the flaming hall.
No. No. You saved me, Captain. Now, let me save you. The Inquisitor had that thing locked up in her machine for throne knows how long. She tried to restrain its rage with Psykers, but the more she tried, the stronger it became. Now, the fires of that rage will destroy this entire ship!
It doesn't matter!
Captain, what madness has infected you? There is no need for you to die. There is nothing more we can do. Come with me, and we'll find a way off this ship before it's too late.
She pulled open her jacket and snatched a talisman from around her neck, pressing it into my hands with a look of entreaty.
There are savior pods further up this corridor. Use this talisman to activate one and get out of here.
Captain, you must...
When they find you, tell them what happened here. The others need to know.
Who needs to know?
We all do. The Militarum. All of us who fight and die for the throne. We face death always, watch our brothers and sisters slaughtered in their thousands. But it's not for nothing. Not now. You saw that thing, that miracle, as clearly as I. We need to have faith, faith in our service. I admit, I didn't believe it before, but I believe it now. Can't you see?
She caught my face, pulling me close, desperate to impart her rapture.
Death is not the end.
What was released in that hall is not death, but damnation.
You served me with honor, Firstborn. Now honor me with remembrance. Have faith, Guardsman Vosk. Tell them our story.
Then she turned and disappeared back into the flames before I could stop her. The fire that took her was already pouring out of the Sanctorum in a ravenous tide, chasing me all the way to the Savior Pods, and out into space.
O immortal Emperor, have mercy upon us, miserable...
I remember hearing myself gibbering those prayers as I lay rigid in my seat, and watched the Kamchatka whirl and shrink into view through the porthole of the pod. Fires burst and glittered all over the ship, the heretic vessel still sitting on her back like a toad. Finally, the Kamchatka burst, as if it had eaten its fill of the inferno. It vomited an ever-expanding fire that blew the ships apart and devoured the tumbling wreckage. I closed my eyes, braced for the shockwave. When it eventually hit the Savior Pod and shook me into lasting blackness, I remember thinking how much the tremor had sounded like a familiar voice. Do I what? Do I believe that death is the end? No. This I know for certain. There are things we of the Militarum must face out there in the Emperor's galaxy. Things worse than heresy. Horrors unfathomable. And yet, Brandon was right. We must have faith. Because some of those horrors, some of them fight for us. I've recited this story so many times now, trying to freeze it in stasis with words. I have to speak it aloud, you see, if I am to remember. Strange to say, but I can feel the memory trying to slip away. Like there's something pecking at my brain, like a bird tugging worms from the ground. It's as if the sight of that apparition, whatever it was, lit a fire in my brain that is now trying to burn away all memory of what I saw. By speaking aloud, I keep the fire at bay, yes? Save myself from forgetting. It's become something of a habit. So, I'm afraid you'll be hearing my tale again once we return to your squad in the morning. My apologies for bringing you all down here. Where is this, anyway? I have no idea even what sector this is. Does this throne-forsaken rock have a name? Tell me. Why am I asking you? There is no you. There is no rescue party. No ship come to fly me home. Just my own head inventing companions to keep me from going mad. Same as last night. Same as the night before. Just voices in an empty room. There. No more firewood, my friend. Have I told you already how glad I am to see you? Here, eat. That's the last of the rations from the Savior Pod. It's a good thing you arrived when you did. Yes? A tale? Yes, indeed. I did promise you a tale. A grand one. If only I could remember what it was.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.